Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. Police are investigating an armed robbery this morning in West Wichita. This happened around 5:30, just 30 minutes ago at a Valero station at 851 South Meridian. Police are looking for two male suspects, one of them armed with a shotgun. They have a car description. House fire this morning in East Wichita. Around 4:30, firefighters were called to 802 South Bluff. They found fire in an apartment above the garage. The blaze was under control in about 15 minutes' time. No injuries reported. Red Cross has been asked to assist two adults and four children. A series of explosions killed 290 people in Sri Lanka Easter Sunday. Sky News political correspondent Laura Bundock has more.
Moments later, chaos fills the streets outside the sacred shrine of St. Anthony. Three churches were targeted simultaneously. Inside the Church of St. Sebastian, a scene of devastating damage. The blast ripped apart the roof and peppered the walls with shrapnel. The attackers aimed for maximum destruction, striking the sanctity of packed churches on Easter Sunday. Three luxury hotels in the capital, Colombo, were also targeted. At the Shangri-La, a bomb blast in the restaurant, exploding as guests sat down to eat.
More than a dozen people have been arrested in connection to the bombings. More than two dozen foreigners were among those killed, including several Americans. Wichita police are investigating a stabbing that left one man dead early Sunday at a home in the 3400 block of East Munger. Police say they found a man in his 40s dead with multiple stab wounds. Investigators are interviewing witnesses to determine what led up to the stabbing. So far, no arrests have been reported. An investigation is ongoing in Butler County after a body was found at El Dorado Lake.
Sheriff Kelly Herzit tells KSN News the body was up against a bank and found by two fishermen around 5:30 Saturday evening. The body appears to be that of a man but is unrecognizable. Herzit says the body has been taken to the Sedgwick County Forensic Science Center and more information may be available on Monday. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Two people are dead after a motorcycle crash in Barber County, northwest of Medicine Lodge, along River Road. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports the driver was headed southeast when a vulture came out of the north ditch and struck him in the head. He went off the road into the ditch, north ditch, struck a barbed wire fence. Highway Patrol says 42-year-old Brandon Husband of Fowler was pronounced dead at the scene. 43-year-old Jennifer Husband of Fowler died later at Wesley Medical Center in Wichita. The director of the Topeka Zoo says a zookeeper who was attacked by a Sumatran tiger remains in intensive care, but her prognosis for recovery is good. The zookeeper was attacked Saturday while in the outdoor tiger habitat of Sanjeev, a 70-year-old male tiger. Zoo director Brendan Wiley says the zookeeper remains in intensive care Sunday, but could be transferred out of the unit soon. A new Kansas law will reduce the number of required safety drills in public and private schools only a year after lawmakers mandated crisis drills to prepare for active shooters and other threats.
The measure, recently signed by Governor Laura Kelly, mandates 9 safety drills each school year. 4 drills must be for fires, 2 for tornadoes, and 3 for crisis lockdowns. Schools had been required to have 16 drills a year, including 9 crisis drills. The change takes effect in July. Some educators and lawmakers said the frequency of emergency exercises added to students' anxiety and took away from class time. The Kansas Association of School Boards and State Fire Marshal's Office supported the change. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Gasoline prices jumped over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says
gasoline prices are still on the rise. In this case, a little faster than in the previous 2 weeks. It's up 13 cents over 2 weeks to $2.91, and it's up 60 cents since early January.
Over the past 2 weeks, the San Francisco Bay Area had the highest price for a gallon of regular at $4.04. Baton Rouge, Louisiana had the lowest price for a gallon of regular gas at $2.45. Gas prices in the Wichita area are averaging around $2.62 per gallon. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning here, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Some new road construction today. Going to be shutting things down. McLean Boulevard, west of Seneca, shutting down today. They're going to be replacing some 65-year-old water valves there. The detour is going to be Meridian, Douglas, Seneca. It's going to be a little bit of a mess over there, especially today as people are getting used to that out there in West Wichita. It's closing today. It's going to be open, I think they said May, sometime in May. So it's going to be a little while. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
I think there's a back way into Westside Athletic Field. You need to play softball. There's a back way in there. So. We'll be able to do that. Check the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy sky in south central Kansas, temperatures should be near 70 at noontime, 75 for the high later on this afternoon. A cool front is going to be drifting in, turning winds around to the north. We may see a few scattered showers overnight, our low near 50. Rain chances at 40% on Tuesday, tomorrow cooler and 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We've got a south wind at 7 miles per hour and 62 degrees. 6:12, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock with Steve and Ted. April 22nd, a Monday morning. And it's Earth Day. We had a warm, windy day across central Kansas Easter Sunday. Wichita's high temperature, 82 degrees. Now, normal high for the date is 69. So we were way above normal, and it was breezy. We had a wind gust of 48 miles per hour clocked in Wichita. On this date in 1944, from the 22nd through the 24th, the Little Arkansas River was not so little. It rose to extremely high levels in Wichita, where it flooded around 2,000 homes. Flooding along the Walnut River covered much of Winfield. As a person who's lived in Riverside for many, many years, I've heard all about the floods, that one and others on that Little Arkansas. And, of course, I live, gosh, Ted, within about six blocks of the Little Arkansas. And there was a time when my home would have been one of those that was underwater.
Well, yeah, Marshall
time.
Middle School was underwater.
Yeah. That's just right across, basically across the street from my house.
Wichita basically got 6 inches of rain in one day.
Yeah.
It was bad stuff.
It was a toad strangler. And in those days, of course, we did not have the Sedgwick County flood control, the Big Mitch, or the Big Ditch, whatever you call it now. And that's why, one of the reasons why they built it, because of this, it kept flooding over there. Every few years, we'd have a terrible flood in Riverside. All right, we don't have those anymore, I can tell you. I've lived in my house for a long, long time, several decades. We haven't had a flooding problem since. How about that? On this date in 1864, Congress authorized the use of the phrase, "In God We Trust," on U.S. coins. A Florida road crew getting low marks for what they had laid down along a street in Doral, Florida. It wasn't asphalt, but a spelling fault. The crew was supposed to leave markings that read school. But workers botched the spelling. Instead of S-C-H-O-O-L, the marking read S-C-O-H-O-L. Scohol. A motorist spotted the error.
Close enough.
And after news reports picked up the story, city tweeted that the private contractor corrected the error. I wonder, did anybody check the work afterwards? Apparently
well,
not.
Obviously not.
Or maybe
or they, if they did, that person doesn't know how to spell school.
It could be, Ted. They didn't know how to spell school. All right. Well, there's another one of those embarrassing mistakes. You always got to check your work. It takes a little extra time.
It was probably something that's written down wrong on some kind of form, and the workers say, hey, I just did what the, you know, the bureaucracy told me to do.
No, nobody asked any questions. An official says 16 passengers reported being ill on an American Airlines flight from Miami to Boston. Boston Emergency Medical Services Twitter page says 13 of the 6 passengers were taken to a hospital. Yesterday, after the plane landed, Massachusetts Port Authority spokeswoman Samantha Decker says the passenger's symptoms appeared mild. She didn't have information on what may have caused the illnesses, but an American Airlines spokesman says the 6 people were part of a student group. Says no other passengers or crew reported being ill, so apparently
those students, whatever they were doing. They pick up some bad food or something, it sounds like it. All right, Easter Sunday, where we had Easter. We had a, Easter was yesterday, of course, and many, many people dining out yesterday. Shelly and I decided after church we'd just run over and find some place to eat. Yep, every place was packed. I mean, this was like 11 o'clock. I mean, 11 o'clock in the morning, and places were just packed. I mean, so we weren't really serious. We got a went by the Mickey D's and went home.
Oh, my. Boy, that's...
Not very exciting, but there it is.
Yeah, boy.
But we had dined the night before. I'll tell you more about
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
Here in a few minutes. It is Earth Day, and we have an Earth Day cleanup going on. Intercom employees will be participating. This is going to be around near the Mid-America All-Indian Center this afternoon. So some of our fellow workers are going to be out there cleaning up the area. That ought to be fun. It's going to be a beautiful day for it, looks like. Not a whole lot of wind with a high of 75.
Nice.
Okay, what else we got on? You got to. We'll be talking about gridiron here coming up in a few
minutes.
Gridiron
week.
We also have KNSS day or night at the baseball game, Shocker baseball game. That's coming up April 30th next week. And in between now and then, we've got some four packs of Shocker baseball tickets to give away with Steve and Ted. So be listening for your chance to win that. What else we got going on this morning? The mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell.
Very nice.
Mondays with the mayor coming up. And we have scheduled an interview with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Jad, that's going to be at 8:10, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
We'll circle that. It's going to be at 8:10 this morning. And talking about Rudy Giuliani and saying nothing's wrong with accepting information from Russians. A little more on that story coming up. That's at 8:10 this morning. So
got a big Monday show.
We got a Monday show all planned out for you. It should be a lot of fun. Stay with us. And a lot of fun, a lot of information, too. Great information, including leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. Ted, in here on a Monday morning, what are you going to lead off with today? What's hot?
Well, we'll hit the Royals.
The Royals.
Kansas City Royals finishing up Easter Sunday in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
The Royals took the opener of this four-game series on Thursday, but could not get any more wins in New York. The Royals... Yesterday's game was kind of interesting. The Royals fell behind 5-0, then rallied for 6 runs to take the lead in the top of the 8th inning. But then the Royals bullpen, we've heard this before, faltered in the 8th and again in the 10th. Here's the call of the game on the Yankees radio network.
And Kennedy deals. Breaking ball hit in the air to deep right center. Heck will win the game. It's over Hamilton's head. Scoring is Tuchman. He hits home plate. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Well, that's not irritating at all.
No, not a bit.
The Royals, so it's a 10-inning game, so the Royals lineup recorded 30 outs. 20 of those were strikeouts. The Royals weren't exactly putting the ball in play yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Most strikeouts in a game ever in Royals history.
Wow.
53 whiffs by the Royals lineup in this four-game series. Royals will continue on the road, and it doesn't get easier. They have to play the first-place Tampa Bay Rays for the next 3 days. Live coverage of that game tonight, Royals and the Rays in Tampa, 6 o'clock tonight. And you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. St. Louis Cardinals won yesterday on Easter Sunday in St. Louis, beat the Mets 6-4. Cardinals have won 3 out of 4. They're a game behind the first-place Pirates in the National League Central. They'll talk baseball tonight, the WSU Baseball Coaches Show, the weekly show with head coach Todd Butler. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. Right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, broadcasting live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Shocker baseball team won 2 out of 3 at X Stadium on Easter weekend over Central Florida. Puts the Shockers into 7th place in the American Conference standings. And in the NBA playoffs yesterday on Easter, the Toronto Raptors in Orlando taking on the Magic. Another big win for the Raptors. And former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet coming off the bench, dishing out some nice assists. Here it is on the Raptors radio network.
Augustine kicks it to Fournier, loses the ball. Here comes Toronto. 3-on-1. Lowry to VanVleet. Lobs to Siakam for the jam. 102-79. And the Raptor fans in the house showing out Toronto with its biggest lead of the game.
Nice alley-oop assist there by Fred VanVleet. He finished the game with 9 points and 4 assists and went 4-for-4 at the free throw line.
That's
Raptors
that.
Easily yeah. over Orlando, 107-85, and the Raptors lead Orlando now 3-1 in that best of seven. The Toronto Raptors have never, ever led a playoff series 3-1 in their franchise history. So one game away from moving on there.
Until now.
There you go for the Toronto Raptors and Fred Van Vliet. Good stuff. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Well, Fred's doing well. All right. Time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
621 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. There is a controversy surrounding Kate Smith and the singing of America. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.